Well, you won't believe what happened in the King household on Saturday night. It was about 3:30 a.m. and our dog started barking like mad. And I got up, went to the back door to tell her to be quiet. Turns out I nearly stepped on about a 2-metre scrub python. I kid you not, the light wasn't on, so it was very dark. I saw it scoot away, literally 30 centimetres away from me under the couch. Eventually, we somehow got it out the back. I had seen it in the yard before, so it wasn't a huge surprise. But the fact that it was in the house was pretty terrifying. Certainly, as we have a seven-month-old baby crawling around in that exact area. So you can imagine what the missus said about that. But anyway, I just thought it was timely to give my next guest a quick call. It seems that it's been very, very hot the last couple of weeks. It seems like summer is already here. And I've certainly had a few friends talk about they've noticed snakes in the backyards or crossing roads or whatever. So very timely to have a chat to Dave Walton from Cairns Snake Removals. He's been a very busy man, I understand, in the last couple of weeks. Dave, tell us, mate, the fact that this scrub python was in the house. I mean, is that a fairly common thing? Are they finding their way into houses in the last few weeks?
Yeah, g'day, Gavin. Yeah, that time of year is upon us. And, unfortunately, they find their way into houses, whether they're slipping under gaps under doors or getting over the top of your roller door or an open door or an unscreened window. But they get in. They certainly get in.
And what are some of the reasons, Dave? I mean, I was almost wondering, is it a water thing? Because we haven't had much rain. It's very dry at our place at Holloway's Beach. I mean, are they looking for water? We think there might be a mouse around as well. Are they searching for prey? Why would they find themselves or make their way into your house?
Well, usually in most cases, I mean, there's always, I suppose, that small exception to the rule. But in most cases, They're nocturnal predators, so and they're cruising around and they're watching or picking up scent of prey. So whether they've picked up a scent of a mouse or a rat or a domestic pet, whether that be a cat or a small dog or sometimes even a caged bird, and often that can lure them into somebody's household. Other times it can be a weather thing where if there's lots of rain around, they'll come inside. And if it's a daytime thing, sometimes it could be just a rising temperature where it's a little bit hot outside and they've come for shelter. There's many different scenarios, but in your case, it's probably just out doing its usual hunt and found its way inside some way or another.
We've also got a little, I think it's a little brown tree snake not far from the bathroom window. We caught it eating a green tree frog a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything squeal like a green tree frog before. It was quite bizarre, Dave Walton. But anyway, how busy have you been in the last few weeks? What sort of snakes are you seeing? Are you seeing them all over the city as well?
Yeah. Probably the last 3 weeks we've seen numbers rise, and maybe in the last 2 weeks sort of peak to what we would call standard summertime numbers. Mixed bag. You know, we've had some black snakes, we've had some death adders, we've had our fair share of pythons and tree snakes and your usual varieties that Cairns would produce. Sometimes it's always a bit of a surprise where it's like, oh, I haven't seen one of them for a while.
Yes.
But certainly your garden variety brown tree snake or AKA night tiger or your scrubby are your two most popular or most common that we would see because they don't seem to have much fear or to an active household. And hey, if there's opportunities there, they'll just come in and make themselves at home.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Look, any advice apart from, of course, giving you guys at Cairns Snake Removals a call? We'll put your mobile number on at the end of our chat. But apart from calling you guys, I mean, any advice? What tips have you got for the likes of someone who was terrified like me at 3:30 a.m. in the morning?
Well, I mean, you've got to tell yourself too that snakes don't bite for no reason. They won't attack you for no reason. But certainly, if you decide that you want to interfere with it, or you want to get into its comfort zone or feel like it feels threatened or vulnerable in some way, you will expect to get a defensive response. So we would always recommend that you just don't get involved with it. Just give it a wide berth. If you've got pets or young children, you know, obviously move them, get them away from it, and call for advice. We don't recommend, you know, unless you're 100%. I mean, we've seen people get, you know, seriously ill and even killed in the past years from misidentifying snakes and thinking that it's a non-venomous one when it's not, and things have turned for the worse. So don't touch them, don't interfere, and just call for advice. I mean, we get some customers that'll just, you know, they'll just ring up and just go, you know, I saw this the other day, can I flick you a picture? And providing it's not from three blocks away, we'll have a good go at identifying it for you.
Yeah, you'll have a look. Well, we were lucky in the sense that it had the most beautiful spotted pattern. So it was very, very clearly a python. So that at least gave me some comfort. But you're absolutely right. The potential harm that you can do is just is too great to even contemplate. Now, Dave, is it breeding season as well on top of this hot weather? What's happening with the activity at the moment?
Yeah, breeding season's been going for the last month or so. Mm-hmm. So we've been sort of well into that for a while. And that will sort of continue on till later in the year. And then usually we're seeing babies leading up to and after or around that Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can vary by several months depending on when that snake got the opportunity to breed to start with, but some of them would have bred up to a month ago. So, yeah, usually you start seeing babies late in the year. And also, too, breeding season, obviously, you know, you can sometimes be unfortunate that you've got two snakes instead of one or even multiples, because they will, even though most species of snakes, not all of them, are solitary creatures, certainly this time of year, if you're going to see more than one in one place at the one time, this is it.
Any hairy adventures removing snakes in the last couple of weeks, Dave Walton? Any exciting moments you can share with us?
Well, I've had some odd ones where I wouldn't say they're hairy, but a little bit odd, you know, where I had one recently where the customer thought that there was a snake in the roof peeing and the stain was coming through the roof.
Right.
And they've got me to come out and do a roof inspection. But anyway, when I've looked closer at the roof, I touched it and it's like, that's an oily substance. It turned out that it was her nasal spray, and when she missed it, it'd go onto the roof and then the bugs were getting caught in it. So that's what the black stains were.
Right.
So it wasn't a snake at all. But I had a rubber one last week as well. In 21 years, I now have 52 rubber snakes in my collection.
Tell us about that one. How did that? What does the go there?
Well, the lady called me and she said, there's a snake in my shed. And anyway, she sent me a picture of it too, but the picture was from quite some distance because she was quite fearful. And I zoomed in with my phone and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it just doesn't look right. But anyway, and I thought, no, but I can't be 100%. And I wasn't going to advise her that to get any closer to go and have a look anyway. But when I got there, yeah, it was a rubber snake hanging off the shelf in her shed. And she just looked at me and she said, well, how did that get there? And I went, well, I don't know. It certainly didn't slither there.
<That's> right. Didn't arrive from the scrub across the road, no.
Yeah, but certainly I comforted her in the way where, as far as I'm concerned, she did the right thing. She didn't go and put herself in a compromising position where she's got into a tight space, like a garden shed, with the snake. As far as I'm concerned, you know, don't be embarrassed. Hey, keeps me employed, and we'll all live happily ever after.
Exactly right. All right, very good advice indeed. I certainly don't envy you and your job. You're an absolute legend, I tell you what. They are not to be messed with. That is beautiful creatures, can I say? Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous creatures. But yeah, do not mess with them, that is for sure. Leave it to the professionals, and that is Dave Walt. We'll just give your number out, Dave, if people do have any encounters whatsoever, as you've just said, with a snake. Give Dave and the team at Cairns Snake Removals a call, 0408 331 700. Well, you can look them up on Facebook as well. Dave Walton, keep up the great work. Stay safe, and thanks for your tips on avoiding our snaky friends this summer.
You too. Thank you. Anytime.